We'll be starting with the call to worship, which is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. At that time, Mary set out in haste for a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, that the baby jumped in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit, and proclaimed at the top of her voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Who am I that the mother of my master should visit me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby jumped for joy in my womb. Congratulations to her who trusted that what the Lord promised her would come true."
Thank you. Mary said, "My soul extols the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has taken notice of the law status of his slave girl. So behold, from now on, every generation will congratulate me. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And mercy will come to generation after generation of those who fear him.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has routed the arrogant along with their private schemes. He has pulled the mighty down from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty.
He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, as he spoke to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. We light the third candle in honor of Mary and her willingness to say to God, Here I am, let it be with me according to your word.
The reading today is from the Quran, chapter 19, verses 16 through 34. And remember Mary in the book when she withdrew from her family to an eastern place, and she veiled herself from them. Then we sent unto her our spirit, and it assumed for her the likeness of a perfect man. She said, I seek refuge from thee in the compassionate, if you are reverent. He said, I'm but a messenger of thy Lord to bestow upon thee a pure boy. She said, How shall I have a boy when no man has touched me, nor have I been unchaste? He said, Thus it shall be. Thy Lord says it's easy for me. And it is thus that we might make him a sign unto mankind and a mercy from us. And it is a matter decreed. So she conceived him and withdrew him to a place far off. And the pangs of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a date palm. She said, Would that I had died before this and was a thing forgotten, utterly forgotten. So he called out to her from below her, Grieve not, thy Lord has placed a rivulet beneath thee, and shake toward thyself the trunk of the date palm. Fresh, ripe dates shall fall upon thee. So eat and drink and cool thine eye, and if thou seest any human being, say, Verily, I have vowed a fast unto the compassionate, so I shall not speak this day to any man. Then she came with him unto her people, carrying him. They said, O Mary, thou hast brought an amazing thing. O sister of Aaron, thy father was not an evil man, nor was thy mother unchaste. Then she pointed to him, and they said, How shall we speak to one who is yet a child in the cradle? He said, Truly, I am a servant of God. He has given me the book and made me a prophet. He has made me blessed wheresoever I may be, and has enjoined upon me prayer and almsgiving so long as I live, and has made me dutiful toward my mother. And he has not made me domineering, wretched. Peace upon me the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I am raised alive. That is Jesus, son of Mary, a statement of the truth.
It is a special honor and privilege today to have a guest, Sheikh Ramadan Abdullah, to be with us to talk about Mary in the Quran. A surprising thing for many Christians, but that Mary, there are more narratives about her in the Quran than there are in the New Testament. Mary is a highly revered figure in Islam, and so it is appropriate as we celebrate the Sunday of Mary, Mother of Jesus, that we find a way to find common ground in our various traditions. I met Sheikh Ramadan when I was in Iraq on the tour trip. He was our tour guide who helped us get into see the shrine of Imam Hussein and all kinds of things. He is a student in Najaf, Iraq, as he's studying and has been for some years now, studying to be a scholar within the Islamic tradition. He lives in Houston. His wife and two boys are there, and we had a chance to bring him up this weekend, and so we took advantage of that. And so we're also, I believe, his brother. Brother is here, too. There he is, brother in the back, from Medford, Oregon, who's an artist and musician. So we're glad we've got many folks. We have some folks here I see also from the Islamic Center. So wonderful. And so without further hesitation for me, I welcome Sheikh Ramadan Abdullah to our pulpit.
Good morning, my respected brothers and sisters in faith, and to our beloved Pastor John, who we spent a good time together in Iraq. And it's a blessing to be here with you guys celebrating a personality that plays a big role in all our lives. And today I just want to take a few minutes, because when it comes to speaking about Virgin Mary, you cannot do it in 20 minutes. 20 minutes cannot suffice the lifestyle of the life of our beloved Virgin and how we can benefit from her life. So today I just want to speak a little bit of Virgin Mary in the Quran, and what does God says about her, and how God shows us her status, and how we can benefit from her life. You know, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to spiritual growth, when it comes to reaching a proximity where you are close to your Lord, when you are close to God, there is no difference between the man and the female. God doesn't choose the man and say, you want to be more spiritual, or the female. No, it's equal to both. This is why God says in the Quran that the only thing that differentiates mankind is his piety. Is his piety. So if we look now, you will see that in the Quran, there are personalities that God chose to take on roles in life, very important roles in life, and these individuals were not even prophets. Meaning that if we fully submit sincerely to our Lord, like Miriam did, you will see that we will reach to a level and a proximity to our Lord like our beloved Virgin Mary. And I will quote some verses from the Quran about her life, what Allah says about her life. Virgin Mary is the only female mentioned by name in the Quran. God speaks about other females. He speaks about the wife of Noah and the wife of other prophets, but Mary is the only female that is mentioned by name. Why? Because God wants to show the world the importance of Mary and how she plays a big role in every religion. Every religion, because every religion that accepts Jesus, peace be upon him, and all the prophets, Mary plays a big life, a big role in their life. So if we look at Quran, and I saw that there were some verses recited from the Quran just a while ago, and it was taken from chapter Miriam, right? Allah honors Mary in such a way that he even gives her a whole chapter. There is a whole chapter on Mary in the Quran. But the verses that I'm going to use about Mary doesn't even come from the chapter of Mary. See, Allah doesn't only speak about Mary just in the chapter of Mary. There are other chapters and verses in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about Mary in more depth than in Surah to Maryam. So I'm going to start off with a chapter called Chapter Ali Imran, the family of Imran, which is the third chapter in the Quran. And it gives us a little in-depth detail of Mary and the status of Mary. In the Quran, in verse 36 of chapter 3, Allah, he says, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ لَيْسَ ذَكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. You see, Allah says here, the verse before that, he says, I have preferred Adam and Noah and the family of Abraham and the family of Imran. Who is Imran? In the Quran, Imran is the father of Mary. You see? Allah says, I choose you over all creation. Adam, Noah, and Abraham, family of Abraham, and the family of Imran, meaning Imran, the mother of Miriam, and Miriam. Allah chose them. He chose them. So, he continues and he says, now, Imran is to believe that he is a prophet. We believe that he was a prophet, that he was a prophet. So the father of Miriam was a prophet who had got a vision. He had got a vision that he was going to have a child. And this child was going to become the Messiah. And he was going to cure the leper and heal the blind and raise the dead back to life. And he's going to come from you. Right? Miriam's mom, she was pregnant, and she heard of this. Imran, he relayed this story to Miriam's mom, and he tells her about this story. It happened that he died before the birth of Miriam, before the birth of Mary. He died before the birth of Mary. So, here comes the mother of Miriam, and she knows that she's pregnant, and her husband, who's supposed to be a prophet, who has a vision from God, gives her this message. So what is the first thing she does? She comes to God, and she makes a vow. In Arabic, it says nazar. Nazar is a vow that you make with God, meaning that if you make this child come in this earth healthy, she said, I will dedicate this child only to you. I will not benefit from this child. This child will only be dedicated to you, O God. This is what the mom of Miriam says. Allah continues and says, God continues and says in the Quran, he says, remember the wife of Imran when she said, now she goes to give birth. She goes to give birth, and what happens? She realized that it wasn't a boy child. It was a female child. Female child. A prophet comes, he gives you a sign that you're going to have, but then now something else happened. A female child comes up. The mother of Miriam now is, she's worried. Not worried, but she's wondering, I thought I was going to have a child, and I said that I was going to dedicate this child to your service. Remember that in that time, they wasn't allowing females in the church. In the time of Miriam, they was only allowing male boys to the service of God through the church. They wasn't allowing Mary. So now the mother of Mary, she's wondering, what can I do now? I made an oath with my Lord and I have a female child. What can I do? So she turns to her Lord and she says, Allah says in Quran, إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكِ فِي بَطْنِي, in my stomach, مُحَرَّرًا. This is very important here. She says, when the wife of Imran, meaning the mom of Miriam, she says, my Lord, I have vowed unto thee that which is in my belly, that offering, will only be dedicated to you. Will only be dedicated to you. But you have given me a female child. You've given me a female child. What do I do now, my Lord? What do I do? He says, فَتَكَبَّلْ مِنِّي لَكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. She says now, okay, it's a female child. But I want you to do one thing from me, my Lord. She says, accept it from me Thou only, thou art the hearer and the knower. Accept this child from me, O God. Accept this female. See, there was already a plan. In Quran, we says, we plan, God plan, but he's the greatest planner. And there was already a plan there. She wasn't seeing it, right? Because she was expecting a male child, a female child comes. Then, this is very important. And when she delivered this child, this was her words. She said, my Lord, I have delivered a female child. God, you know what is best. You know what God says? What has been delivered is a female child. And the male and the female are different. What does this mean? Everybody knows the male and the female is different. The mother of Mary knows that the male and the female is different. What does this mean? What God is telling her, what this means is that in that time there wasn't no child that had the qualities of Mary. No child had the qualities that Mary had. And what God was saying here, and letting the mother of Mary know that the male is different from the female, he was saying that prophethood comes from female. Prophethood comes from female. Female is who nourished prophethood. Now the mother of Miriam, she realized that this offspring that was coming from me, this boy that was supposed to be the Messiah, is actually coming from this little girl child who is Miriam. God continues and he says in the Quran, the male is not as the female, right? Now, this is very important for all of us here. What did Miriam's mom did now? Something very important for mothers to do when a child is born. Miriam comes and she said, I have named her Mary. She says, I have named her Mary. In our traditions, Mary means servant. Servant. She said, I don't know how I will get her in the church, but I name her Mary because she's your servant. She's your servant. She turns back and she said one thing. Take this, very important for parents. When a child is born, she turns to her Lord and she says, oh God, I seek protection for her and of her offspring. Why did she say the offspring? Because she knew now that Messiah was coming from Mary. So she seek refuge for Mary and her offspring from who? The cursed devil. So God is teaching us here that whenever we have a child, newborn child, we have to pray for that protection from Shaitan, from the devil, for them. Yes, we pray for the goodness of this earth. We pray for he can become the best doctor, the best prayer for a child when he first born is for God to protect him from the devil. You see, the same devil in Islam, it's the same devil in Christianity, the same devil in Judaism, it's the same. There's no different. Pray that God could protect our child as soon they born from the cursed Shaitan. This is what the mother of Mary did. And all mothers here can become like the mother of Mary. Can become like her. She continues and she says, our Lord now is look at her. Allah says, فَتَقَبَّلْهَا رَبُّهَا بِكُبُولٍ حَسَنًا. He said, and her Lord accepted her with full acceptance. Full acceptance. Not only that he accepted her with full acceptance, there was a prophet there who we all honor, Zechariah. He's our prophet as well. And Mary grew up in the care of Zechariah. How? God informed him that Mary was coming to the church. Remember, they wasn't accepting no female in the church. God already had a plan. He already had a plan. So when the mother of Mary brought Mary to the church, Zechariah was there waiting for her. He was there waiting for her. So God wanted Mary to be raised and be taught by a prophet so that when the Messiah comes, she knows how to handle and deal with it. She knows how to take care of him. Remember, he is a creation from Lord. He didn't have a dad. He didn't have someone to show him the qualities of a man. So Miriam had to teach him this. This is why she had to grow up in the care of Zechariah. So God continues. The plan is there now. He says, and her Lord accepted her with full acceptance and safeguard her with a goodly growth and made Zechariah her guardian. Whenever Zechariah went into her sanctuary, you see, Zechariah was a prophet. You see the status of Mary? That's why he said it takes more than 20 minutes to really understand Mary. Really. Because even Zechariah couldn't understand the status of Mary. He was a prophet. You see, in Arabic, we have a word called al-mihrab, right? Al-mihrab is the place of prayer. The whole room of Maryam was called mihrab because she was always in constant devotion to her Lord. She was always in constant prayer to her Lord. So Zechariah, whenever he would walk into her chambers, he would find something strange. You see, in English, there's only one definition for miracle. In Arabic, we have karama and we have mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is a miracle that is only attributed to prophethood. No one can come today and say he's a prophet because of this mu'jiza, because this miracle comes with a challenge. Like Moses, the miracle of Moses came with a challenge. He split the Red Sea, it came with a challenge. Jesus, peace be upon him, everything he did came with a challenge. Every prophet brought a challenge. This is how they established their prophethood. Karama now is also a miracle, but is a miracle that is only given to those who are devoted in the service of their Lord. Who are devoted. So when Mary comes now, you see, Mary had two things going on. She had a mu'jiza, which is the miraculous birth, and she had a karama. At the same time, Zechariah, whenever he would walk into the chambers of Miriam, he would see her with substance, with provision. And it would amuse him. He would be like, how someone who is not a prophet is being treated to this caliber? He was strange. It was mind-blowing to him. In our traditions, it says that the karama, this miracle that Mary was going through, meaning that she was getting fruits, provision, that will grow only in the winter, in the summer. These things can happen. Anything when it comes to God can happen. Especially, like I mentioned, when you are those close to God, those mukarrabin, those awliya, those friends of God. Things can happen. We have the laws of spirituality. We have the laws of many things. Maryam, alayhi salam, her status was such that even Prophet Zechariah didn't know. Now, how did she reply to him? The Quran says she replied to him and she said that all this substance is from my Lord. Zechariah knew this. He's a prophet. All it is from my Lord. What does this mean? This means that if we, as individuals, fully, sincerely, okay, submit to the teachings of God, sincerely, we can become like Miriam. Miriam wasn't a prophet. Aaron was a human being like us. But God chose her, like I mentioned, over mankind because of that devotion that she had for her Lord. That God knew that if I give her this task of carrying this Messiah, she will never fail me. She will not fail me. God knew this. So when Zechariah saw the status of Mary, which takes maybe 5-6 days we understand her status, he came himself and he said to his Lord, I want a child just like her. Remember, Zechariah didn't have a child until old age. I think in the Bible it's the same. He didn't have a child until old age. He prayed for a child because of the status of Mary. When God heard his prayer, he answered his prayer, and he gave him Yahya, who is known as John the Baptist. John the Baptist. Because of Mary, God gave us John the Baptist. Because of Mary, God gave us the Messiah. Because of Mary, because of that devotion, she was able to carry the one who we all waiting for. The one who will come and bring back justice into this world. And we also are waiting for him because our Messiah, our leader, our guide, the one who will restore the justice of God on this earth according to our traditions, will not do it without Jesus, peace be upon him. So I pray that we all can benefit from the story of Miriam, and I pray that God can give me the opportunity with the permission of Pastor and you guys to be able to come back and speak a little bit more on Mary in the Quran so we can have a more of an understanding of Mary, because God, he put a lot of emphasis on her. And he put a lot of emphasis, meaning that we all can achieve that status depending on our devotion to our Lord. I ask that God bless this congregation, bless this day, accept all of our prayers, and the beautiful prayer of the kids that was very beautiful. Keep blessing Pastor John for all of the good work that he's doing, trying to bring peace. Peace within religion, peace between humanity, because this is the biggest and most important thing that we need. Islam and Christianity is one. It's one. The same chapter in the Quran, and I will end it with this. The same chapter of Miriam. See, Miriam is very important. The same chapter of Miriam is what saved the life of many Muslims. Many Muslims. Because the first migration of Islam, when the Muslims was being persecuted by the enemies, there was the Prophet sent them to Abyssinia. To who? A Christian king that he knew was just. He sent them there. When the enemies of Islam found out that they were there, they went there and asked this king to release them. The king called them and he said, "What is this that these people are claiming that you have brought a new religion? What is this?" He came and he recited the same verses that are recited of Surah to Maryam, Surah to Mary. This king understood, Ethiopian Christian king, he understood what was said in these words, in these verses, and he drew a line, and he said, "This is the difference between us and them, and they will be to my care until this day." Until this day, you will see that they're still in the care of the Christians. Please, I ask you to keep me in your prayers, keep Pastor John in your prayers for his work, and all of you guys, please continue doing the good work that you guys are doing, and I thank you again for having me here, and for you guys having me here, I'm able to see my brother that I spent years without seeing him. They say that holidays bring family together. We are family, and we are together. I hope you guys appreciate. I hope you guys benefited from this, and I pray that I can be able to come back again and benefit from you guys as well as you guys benefit from us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.